This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For the White House in 2020.
Party affiliation or wanting to define you by your differences.
O'Rourke announced initially with a video posted this morning and then showed up at a coffee shop in Iowa. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin suggesting he'll protect President Trump's privacy if he receives a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. Mnuchin does say at a hearing this morning if he receives the expected request,
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury and I will follow the law.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to ask for the documents soon. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor.
Planet in 12 years. So he's already going over the top with this over-the-top rhetoric. Again, moving to the left. Fringe of the Democratic Party, that gives you a sense of how it's going to be in the next year, 18 months going forward. Also talking about Brexit, Donald Trump has just come out and said, you have to be prepared to walk away from a bad deal. His exact quote, the worst thing you can possibly do in a deal seem desperate to make it. That makes the other guy smell blood, then you're dead. Theresa May, are you listening? Basically have a situation in the UK now where the country is no longer democratic. Now they're going to vote on delaying Brexit yet again. Last night they voted on cutting out, eliminating no deal altogether. Nigel Farage has announced that Parliament no longer represents the people. We have the Queen waiting in the wings. When will the Queen be activated? Basically we have a dictatorship of MPs in Parliament that have overridden, that have tried, that have ignored the will of 17.4 million people. She needs to step up to the plate to protect democracy. RT reports no delay from EU. Or we elect 7-3 Nigel Farage into European Parliament. That is the situation if this Brexit deal gets delayed past the end of May. We're going to have European elections. We're going to have a flood of MEPs stand for Brexit, for democracy, for the British people, and against the EU superstates. So we'll be talking about that as well. Tucker Carlson, famed for attack from the George Soros-funded Media Matters outfit. Now he's hit back by putting out that Angelo Frassone, one of the main architects of the peace against him, said probably way worse things than he did, so we're going to play that. Also talking about Facebook and Instagram suffering their most severe outages ever. This is the problem with monopoly. How on earth could Facebook, Instagram, Oculus, WhatsApp all go down at the same time? In one case, Facebook was down for 14 hours straight. No explanation for the outage. Why are all these different platforms on the same background? This is the weakness of monopolies. This is why these big tech corporations need to be covered up with new antitrust laws. Stephen Colbert and Tulsi Gabbard, who is one of the Democratic contenders who actually talks any sense and is reasonable, basically he's now fully thrown his way behind the war horse, behind the state, after having his beef on going after George Bush for being a warmonger. He's completely flipped. Meanwhile, in Europe, you have Germany deliberately ignoring and concealing migrant crimes, quote, avoid stirring up prejudice, highlighted this issue. Perhaps they're actually now concealing, covering up crimes committed by migrants to prevent some kind of civil unrest in Germany. So we're going to talk about that and a whole host more on the Alex Jones Show today. Also, Norwegian writer slams.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live and we're talking about Beto announcing that he will run, no surprise at this point. Obviously, he came out in a TV interview last night and basically all but said that. Now it's being confirmed. Breitbart reports left mocks Beto's Messiah-esque born to run remarks. Peak white male privilege. Now, they're already eating their own. This is absolutely hilarious, and this goes to the point. If Beto is going to have to spend half of his time up on the debate platform excusing himself for being a white male, for having white male privilege, and denying the presidency to a woman or to a minority, how's he going to win that race? How's he going to get through that field of women, of minorities, with them already feasting upon him for the crime of being a white male? Left-wing activists and liberal journalists were quick to mock former Rep. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke on Wednesday evening after he told Vanity Fair that he was born to run for president. He told Vanity Fair, quote, "You can probably tell I want to run, I do, I think I'd be good at it. I'm just born to be in it and want to do everything I humanly can for this country at the moment." But hours after they published that fawning story, O'Rourke confirmed to KTSM in Texas he would announce on Thursday that he is running for president. That's now happened. But his critics immediately played the identity politics card. Alex Segura on Twitter, some verified liberal or other, said, quote, "I'm just born to be in it is peak white male privilege, and I say this as someone who generally likes Beto." Bakari Sellers said, "Vote Beto, he was born to do it, that's weird as hell." Jennifer Granholm says, "Not sure this Vanity Fair piece will help Beto's campaign." So he's coming across as overbearing, as overprivileged, and he's a white male. How is he going to come back from being a white male? Again, the whole debate around this Democratic field is at what point will the center, will the moderates, will the likes of Beto and Biden be forced to move left with the Overton window, as the Overton window has shifted left in terms of the Democratic Party becoming more extreme, more left-wing, more socialist, more progressive? And that question's pretty much been answered straight away. This is a headline out of the Daily Mail. "We're doomed. Beto O'Rourke starts presidential campaign by claiming the world faces catastrophe. More than hundreds of millions of climate refugees will overwhelm borders. Humanity could go extinct unless we fix the planet in 12 years. So he's jumped on board immediately with the doomsday rhetoric of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others already. In a video in which he warned his first presidential campaign that parts of the planet will soon become uninhabitable, driving a massive wave of climate refugees across the border if America's government doesn't adopt emergency measures within the next 12 years. Now, this is a bizarre statement because he talks about, quote, 300,000 immigrants and asylum seekers apprehended on the southern border being a problem. But then he goes on to say, I don't necessarily think that it is. Oh, but by the way, if you don't pass this Green Deal, this industry-stripping, jobs-killing, ridiculous, absurd, partisan, hysterical package of measures that AOC introduced, that this kind of migration, this is a quote, the kind of migration and refugee flows that we will see from entire bands of this world are no longer habitable, will be a crisis of a different magnitude altogether. So he's saying that 300,000 immigrants on the border isn't a problem, but then he's saying, oh, it will become a problem when there are millions more because we don't pass this Green Deal. So he's already shifting left in a bid to capture this fringe extremist progressive mantra that will come to characterize the campaign of, you know, people like Bernie Sanders. But then Slate makes the point that Beto O'Rourke would enter the race as a man without clear political ideology. He's got no signature legislative achievement. I think the only achievement he's got so far is naming a courthouse. The Slate article goes on to say he has no major policy issue or a concrete agenda for the country. Those in the know tell The Atlantic that Beto is planning to run as a candidate, quote, offering hope that America can be better than its current partisan and hate-filled politics, that the country can come together. So he's trying to keep two plates spinning in the air at the same time. On the one hand, with this rhetoric already, he's moving left. And on the other hand, he's trying to move away from that kind of unhinged hysteria, the hate Trump resistance movement that will come to characterize most of the other Democratic candidates in that field, by actually trying to have a unifying message. That's not going to go across well on the debate stage when these others are tearing into him, because he's not going to go anti-Trump, he's not going to go far enough with his anti-Trump rhetoric. But then again, this is why even many in the mainstream media and on the left, there was a USA Today headline today, Democrats' civil war between progressives and moderates mean Trump will win in 2020. So they're going to rip each other apart. Either they're too far left-wing or they're not anti-Trump enough, and that's going to basically make them rip chunks out of each other during the campaign, and that is only going to benefit Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Rosie O'Donnell says Biden is too old to run. She's not the only liberal saying no to Joe. What nobody's talking about, and it's mentioned in some of these articles, in this Me Too era, is the documented problem that creepy Uncle Joe has with women and, let's face it, children. Most of these articles mention his behavior around women, which is notorious. In fact, we had a Secret Service source. I did an article about this last year, I believe it was, that said it was basically impossible to bring wives and girlfriends to the White House for events with Joe Biden because he couldn't keep his hands off them. Now they're admitting in some of these articles, but it's buried down the bottom, Joe Biden's behavior around women and his behavior around young girls, if he runs, and that's almost certain at this point, will become the Hillary's health of 2020. That will be Joe Biden's platform that he's going to fight against, just as Hillary's health was the narrative that she had to fight against, and it blew up in her face. Obviously, she ended up collapsing on many occasions. They don't realize how big this scandal's going to be when more information comes out about it, and when this really takes hold in the public eye, in the political narrative going forward. The only thing they're saying about Joe Biden right now, the thing that's prominent, is that he's too old. Now, Trump was 70 at the time of his inauguration. Joe Biden, if he won, would be 78. So even by the end of his first term, he would be 82 years old. Rosie O'Donnell has come out and said he's too old, so they're already trying to throw Joe Biden under a bus. Remember, what was it, last week, he had to come out and apologize for calling Mike Pence a nice guy. That's how unhinged the left is. So any kind of reasonable rhetoric, they tamp down on it in a hurry. Now they're saying that he's too young. Rosie O'Donnell's come out. She's not the only celebrity expressing concern. Ken Olin, the executive producer of This Is Us, said in a tweet last week that while Biden's charisma is infectious, he comes across as authentic, but he's too old. He's not the same man he was 10 years ago, Olin tweeted. So they're trying to attack him on his age, and they're trying to attack him on the fact that, God forbid, he said Mike Pence was a nice guy. But the article continues. This is Rosie O'Donnell says Biden is too old to run. In the Me Too era, Biden is also likely to face criticism for his handling of the sexual harassment allegations leveled against Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas by Anita Hill during the Thomas 91 confirmation. Last year, Biden, who was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee during those hearings, said he wished he could have done more to protect Hill, who he said got victimized again during the process. So even as they acknowledge that Biden's got problems from an optics standpoint in the Me Too era, they completely fail to mention the fact that the videos are out there. I did one called Creepy Uncle Joe. It's got like 1.3 million views at this point. Those videos are only going to recirculate again and again and again. Biden is currently the front runner, but again, that's mainly because of his name recognition. Bernie Sanders is in second position, again because of name recognition. Those two are going to be torn down. The more extreme fringe candidates are going to be pushed to the fore. And Beto is going to be stuck in the middle with nowhere really to go. We're going to get into that and more on the other side of the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have this amazing civil war within the Democratic Party, which has gotten so bad to the point that none of the candidates have even been able to admit or acknowledge that they're capitalist. And in fact, CNN did a good job for a change. The broken clock is right twice a day. Putting together this montage of Democratic candidates, which we'll play in a second, absolutely terrified of admitting that they're capitalists again. It shows how far left the Democratic Party has moved, that they're so beset with terror at being called out for being capitalist that they don't even say it when asked directly. Nancy Pelosi came out in the past hour and said she can't basically name a single accomplishment that Beto O'Rourke had had while he was in the House of Representatives. I think he got one courthouse named and that was about it. And then President Trump came out in the past hour as well. Headline, Trump mocks Beto O'Rourke's hand movements. Is he crazy or is that the way he acts? So Trump's already way ahead of the curve here. You remember that throughout the 2016 campaign, he identified characteristics from each of his opponents and absolutely railed them on it. You know, Lying Ted, Low Energy Jeb Bush. Stuck that target on their back, and throughout the whole of their campaign, they were obviously perturbed by it, trying to shift away from being framed in such a way. Now he's done the same for Beto O'Rourke by invoking O'Rourke's hand gestures and apparently questioning his mental condition. This was in the Oval Office about an hour ago. Trump said, quote, he has a lot of hand movement. Is he crazy, or is that just the way he acts? I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume, some kind of news conference. I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree. So now Beto O'Rourke is going to be hyper-conscious about his hand movements for the next 18 months if he successfully makes his way through this Democratic field without getting knocked out early. And Trump has painted that characteristic on him. Now he's always going to be hyper-aware of his hand movements, and that's going to put him off, isn't it? Trump is an expert at doing this kind of thing, at giving people nicknames, at ascribing them certain negative or shifty behaviors. Certainly Creepy Uncle Joe is going to make a comeback if he announces his run. But now Trump is calling out Beto O'Rourke for his crazy hand movements. That is not only interesting in terms of ascribing him some kind of characteristic to put him off, but also, again, questioning Beto's sanity. And I mentioned it just a second ago, all the Democratic candidates are absolutely terrified about admitting to being capitalists. At least Beto O'Rourke has the balls to do so. He told CNBC, quote, I'm a capitalist. I don't see how we're able to meet any of the fundamental challenges that we have as a country without in part harnessing the power of the market. That's the same can't be said for the other Democratic candidates who failed to announce that they're capitalists, again, in absolute blind panic about being savaged by the left-wing fringe of the Democratic candidacy field. We have a CNN clip on that subject, clip 7, right now. Here it is.
So why does the question, are you a capitalist, have so many people running for the exits? John Avlon has our answer in our reality check. Hi, John.
Hey, Ali. You know what shouldn't be a tough question for someone running for president? It's this. Are you a capitalist? It's a layup, basic stuff, rooted in American history and culture. And yet, Democratic candidates seem to get spun around the axle on this one. And in the process, only helping Donald Trump's re-election. Exhibit A is John Hickenlooper, an entrepreneur who bounced back from a layoff to pioneering brew pub, going on to become mayor of Denver and eventually two-term governor of Colorado. And yet, when Joe Scarborough gave him three chances to answer the question, he whiffed three times.
Would you call yourself a proud capitalist? Oh, I don't know. Again, the labels, I'm not sure any of them fit. Do you consider yourself a capitalist? Well, again, the labels, I'm a small business person. Do you consider yourself a capitalist, and does capitalism work? Well, I think I don't look at myself with a label.
Look, I co-founded a group called No Labels a while ago, but that's ridiculous. Hickenlooper seemed afraid of angering Bernie bros and social media mobs, but the man was a centrist Democratic governor. He helped flip a red state blue. It's the basis of his campaign, and it's nothing to apologize for. But Hickenlooper's not the only one.
So what about capitalism? Are you a capitalist? See, here's the thing with all these labels and as you said, how they're used to define people and where they're coming from. But as you see, so many of these labels are misused, misunderstood to the point
how would you define
where
yourself?
People don't have any idea what they even mean anymore.
Actually, Tulsi Gabbard may have a point there. According to Gallup, only 17% of Americans define socialism correctly, the government ownership of the means of production. That's half the number who could define it properly at the start of the Cold War. And get this, today 6% of Americans believe socialism means being social and getting along with people. About a quarter can't say what it means at all. But Americans know what capitalism is, after America's basically been a liberal capitalist democracy since our founding. We've had presidents who expanded the social safety net and others who expanded free markets, but it all exists within the framework of capitalism. And for all its flaws, it's been far more successful at expanding freedom and prosperity than any of the alternatives.
They have, again, Democratic candidates failing to acknowledge that they're capitalists in absolute abject terror that they get called out by the left wing of their own party. Another issue that's going to crop up during these primaries is the huge problem of opioid addiction in America. You have a headline here out of CNBC. This chart shows there could be a real link between opioid use and people not working. Again, we have Trump announcing during the State of the Union that he wants the largest number of legal immigrants ever to take American jobs. Much of his base was up in arms about that, and rightly so. Many of the people who are out of work in America, there's a massive overlap with those who are basically hooked on opioids. Article reads, the U.S. opioid crisis is hitting the country on many fronts, including the labor market. States that prescribe more opioids per 100 people tend to have fewer people in their labor force. West Virginia, a state with one of the highest opioid prescription rates in the country in 2015, had the lowest labor force participation rate in 2018 at 54%. Alabama, the state with the highest prescription rate, has a participation rate of 57%, which is also one of the lowest. So they found a direct correlation between people hooked on opioids and not being in the labor force. Will anyone address this issue? I know that Andrew Yang, who is running as a Democrat, basically on small donations, he's got no real chance of getting on the big debate stage because he's not part of the Democratic Party establishment, is bringing up this issue time and time again, and rightly so. Trump covered it at the start of his presidential term in office, but he hasn't really spoken about it much since. Article continues, in turn, states like Minnesota and Colorado have two of the highest labor force participation rates, along with low opioid prescription levels. Opioid overdose-related deaths have skyrocketed in recent years. Between 1999 and 2017, those deaths rose six-fold, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. And in my video, The Collapse of Western Civilization, which we're going to play later in the show, I document, again, it's not just prescription drugs. You can basically look at any drug, including heroin abuse, MDMA, marijuana. People are more hooked than ever, and people are more depressed than ever. And again, that has a direct correlation to the jobs market. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
My Leaps and My Bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled filled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and Alex Jones will be here in the third hour. I'm going to go back to some more news and talk about Tucker Carlson here in this segment. But first, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. Where for a limited time only, InfoWars select storable food products are available at up to 50% off. This is another huge discount. For a limited time only, we're giving you up to 50% off on our InfoWars select storable food line at InfoWarsStore.com. With all of the uncertainty in the world, it's never been so important to be prepared for a food emergency or empty shelves. Of course, FEMA, all these different government agencies routinely stockpile food for emergencies, so why shouldn't you? All of these Infowars Select Storable Foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made with super high quality ingredients in the USA. You compare these prices to storable food in the EU or in the UK, absolutely no competition. The prices are so ridiculously good that you could save this for 20 odd years and then just eat it if nothing happens and save an absolute ton of money on groceries and on food. We don't know what's coming, but we can always start preparing for tomorrow. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, at 50% off. This is for your joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Get a huge tub of this, a 60-day supply for 50% off. Ultimate turmeric formula. Auto ship also available. 4.9 stars out of 5 reviews. I have 179 reviews. People are absolutely loving this. You can select a 60, 90, 180-day shipment so you don't have to keep reordering and forgetting to reorder. And, of course, there are many studies related to turmeric and the properties within it that have to do with elevated mood. We don't make claims for that, but if you research the background of turmeric, again, a lot of studies relating to mood elevation. We sell it on the basis of joint support, mobility support. It's filled with powerful ingredients, including 5 different herbs and extracts. With these ingredients, Bodies is a true 360 win that can help you, again, with all those joint support, mobility support issues. It's available. It's back in stock. 50% off. Just $29.95 for a 60-day supply. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I want to talk about Tucker Carlson, because they're routinely trying to drag him down, to bring him down, because he is the most powerful voice on the right. They're absolutely incensed that he's held that primetime Fox News slot, that he still beats the likes of Rachel Maddow night after night after night. He is their ultimate target. I'm talking about Media Matters. I'm talking about George Soros. I'm talking about Sleeping Giants, all these advertiser boycotts. And basically, they dug up some 10 to 15-year-old jokes that he'd made on a radio show, and they're trying to create a fake controversy about it, trying to pretend that they're all outraged and offended. And, of course, their primary and only goal is to get him kicked off the air. They don't care. They're not really outraged or offended. And they've said much worse. In fact, the very guy leading this witch hunt against Tucker Carlson, Media Matters President Angelo Carasone, wrote blog posts about, quote, Japs, Jewry, and trannies. Nobody's calling for a boycott of him. Nobody's calling for a boycott of Media Matters. This is what he wrote. Carasone and Media Matters, this is from the Daily Caller article, which openly pined for the destruction of Fox News, have justified the left-wing boycott campaign by pointing to a number of statements that Carlson made on a radio shock jock show between 2006 and 2011. So we're talking, you know, 8 to 15 years ago. I did a tweet on this yesterday. Retweet if you can give less of a damn about what Tucker Carlson joked about 10 years ago. Got something like 10,000 retweets. But if we're playing the game of who can be offended more, Carasone has his own track record of inflammatory statements. His now defunct blog included degrading references to trannies, Jewry, and Bangladeshis. He posted one lengthy diatribe in November 2005 about a Bangladeshi man who was robbed by a gang of transvestites, as Carasone described it. He was offended that the gang was described as attractive in the article. And it goes on and on. You can't even read out some of this stuff on air. It's that ridiculous. But again, I don't care what he wrote 10 years ago on his blog, but if they want to play that game, then we can play that game. We can talk about James Gunn. Let's now go to the Tucker Carlson clip from last night on his show, in which he defended this Media Matters latest attack against him and called out the Media Matters founder for behavior that was far worse. This is clip 8. Let's roll it.
That's when Hayes invited a man called Angelo Carasone onto his show. Carasone runs Media Matters. Almost every day he issues outrage press releases accusing other people of bigotry. And yet, because everything is irony, Carasone is himself an enthusiastic bigot. We know this for sure because he has written about it extensively. It turns out that for years, Carasone maintained a racist blog. One post entitled, quote, Tranny Paradise, addressed a crime story from Thailand. A Bangladeshi man had been robbed and assaulted by a group of male prostitutes dressed as women. Carasone objected to the idea that this was even a story and ridiculed South Asians as inherently ugly and poor. Quote, is the writer a tranny lover too? Or perhaps he's just trying to justify how these trannies tricked this Bangladeshi in the first place. Look, man, we don't need to know whether or not they were attractive. The effing guy was Bangladeshi. What the hell was he doing with $7,300 worth of stuff? The guy's Bangladeshi. End quote. In another post, Carasone described how a male coach at a Japanese high school had sexually abused female players. People in Japan were horrified by this, understandably. Carasone was not. His advice, quote, lighten up, Japs. Later that month, Carasone, by now in a frenzy of racism, heaped praise on a former Ku Klux Klan leader. In still another post from the same period, Carasone described a Jewish man as being handsome, quote, despite his Jewry. Carasone didn't like the man's political views, but attributed them to, quote, his possession of several bags of Jewish gold, end quote. Jewish gold. According to Angelo Carasone, Jewish gold is a problem. Media Matters probably ought to issue a press release about this. They've done a lot more for a lot less. And yet somehow, and this is the remarkable part, Chris Hayes managed to pretend that none of this ever happened. Hayes never mentioned the Jewish gold. He never said a word about the Japs or the trannies or the Klan or even those dirty Bangladeshis who deserve what they get no matter what the tranny lovers say. None of that. Instead, Hayes gave cover to Carasone's bigotry and anti-Semitism. Amazingly, he even directed his viewers to Carasone's website.
Angela Carasone, of course, all that can be found at Media Matters website, so you can listen to the full clips, get the full context.
Right. Pretty amazing. If a guy with a history of ranting about Jewish gold came on your show, would you ask him about it? Would you challenge him on it? How could you not? You'd feel morally obligated. But Chris Hayes didn't. That tells you a lot. Now, to be clear, we're not calling for either of these people to be imprisoned or executed or even fired from their high-paying jobs. We're not planning to organize an advertiser boycott against them. We won't picket their offices with bullhorns. We won't attack their children. But we do think you should know what they're actually like. And in Chris Hayes' case, it's kind of depressing to find out. Turns out you really never know who people are.
So there's Tucker Carlson defending himself against the latest witch hunt organized by Media Matters, the George Soros-funded outfit Media Matters, which they continually deny, even though it's literally in the New York Times. George Soros gives $1 million to Media Matters. Now this Angelo Carasone guy, also you have the narrative on the left, which is the right hates journalists and wants to physically attack journalists. Well, that's kind of embarrassing for him, because in a tweet, he tweeted at two Breitbart reporters and said, quote, he was plenty strong enough to kick your butt if you mounted off like that in person instead of from the comfort of Randy's armpit. So this guy, Angelo Carasone, is on Twitter physically threatening journalists while the left-wing media has this big narrative about the right-wing hating journalists. Was his verified tick taken away? Was he suspended by Twitter? No, nothing happened. We'll be back to talk about it more on the Alex Jones Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So the head honcho at Media Matters, the guy who led the witch hunt campaign against Tucker Carlson, is the same guy who wrote things far worse than anything Tucker Carlson ever joked about when he talked about Japs, Jews, and trannies. Talk about Angelo Carasone, also in a tweet, threatened physical violence against other journalists because they disagreed with him. Now we have this headline out of Newsweek. Tucker Carlson could face hate speech charges if he were Canadian or British. So basically, in other words, if we were in crappy countries like Canada and Britain where no First Amendment exists, we could lock up our political enemies. That's basically what they're saying here. Fox News personality Tucker Carlson has faced growing calls to resign after racist and sexist comments he made 15 years ago, which no one cares about, on a radio show several years ago. And they asked a lawyer, David Butt, about what would happen to Tucker Carlson if he had said these things in Canada or the United Kingdom. He said that these remarks could constitute hate speech, which under the country's criminal code can be considered a chargeable offence. Why are they even writing this news article? Tucker Carlson is American. The statements he made were said in America. They were broadcast in America. This entire article is basically, oh, if only we didn't have a First Amendment like Canada doesn't, or like the United Kingdom doesn't.
then we could lock him up. The absolute authoritarianism implicit in this article is beyond belief. This lawyer continues, could these conversations in terms of their content qualify as hate speech under Canadian legislation? Again, who cares? It's not in Canada. He didn't say it in Canada. It wasn't broadcast in Canada. Yes, they could. On their face, it's not difficult to see that when you're calling somebody pigs and whores as a class, that's hateful. So they literally want to turn insults into hate speech and have you locked up for insults, not even targeting their precious protected groups of people in some cases, just targeting your political enemies, which is kind of ironic, because then you have the guy leading the charge against Tucker Carlson literally doing that and threatening physical violence against other journalists. Let's go to this Caitlin Bennett report now. How the left wants to ban Tucker Carlson and why it's a bigger issue than just Media Matters. Here it is.
The left-wing mob is at it again. And their target this time? Tucker Carlson. The Democratic sycophants have set their eyes on a new target that they hope to turn into another Alex Jones. And they won't stop until he is completely taken off the air and deplatformed. For months now, the left has religiously preyed on his every word in hopes of stirring up outrage amongst their mob. And unfortunately, they've been quite successful in doing so. Tucker has become such a target for the left for one reason and one reason only. Because he is an unapologetic Trump supporter. And he supports President Trump's immigration policies. Since the left has been unsuccessful in taking down Trump, they see taking down his supporters as the next best thing. This is why they've become hostile towards anyone with a MAGA hat and have gone as far as making run-of-the-mill conservatives feel unwelcome and unsafe in public. So to the left, since the number one rated cable news host is a Trump supporter, they have to do everything to try to take him out. According to TheWrap.com, Carlson's audience this year is not only larger than his direct competitions, it is larger than anything in the 8 p.m. hour on all of cable. And yes, that includes ESPN, HDTV, and everything else. Letting a Trump supporter become the most watched name in news is totally unacceptable to the left. So their goal now is to make sure he is left with no audience to spread the president's message. Enter Media Matters, the trustworthy, Soros-funded fake news outlet that exists for the sole purpose of defaming conservatives. The sad little communist rag orchestrated a calculated attack against Carlson this week that has led to another full-fledged ambush on the Fox News host. Keep in mind that this is the same exact outlet that lied about me, saying I put InfoWars on computers in an Apple store because of, quote, Apple's racism against whites. I explicitly said I did this because of their censorship of Alex Jones. Watch this video, and you tell me if you think there's any credibility to Media Matters' accusation.
So I heard that Apple banned Alex Jones and InfoWars from their iTunes. We just wanted to leave them with a little gift.
So now that we've established what kind of credibility this outlet has, none, we can understand what their intentions are with Tucker. Someone from the website combed through 13 years worth of content from Tucker Carlson to unearth a comment he made in 2006 when he called into someone else's radio show. Going through 13 years worth of someone's content to dig up something they said is not journalism. It's malicious. Their accusations against him? That he made numerous misogynistic and perverted comments. And oh no, he called prostitutes slutty. Even though Media Matters gets 7 times less web traffic than us here at InfoWars.com, the left-wing mob didn't care a thing about the credibility of their source or their reputation. They instead saw it as an opportunity to attack a prominent Trump supporter and posture themselves as being morally superior to their right-wing counterparts. When in fact, we know the left has no standards, no credibility, and no moral compass. Their only guidance is that whatever conservatives support is bad, and whatever the left supports must be good. What's more concerning, the Media Matters hit piece on Carlson is how the left-wing media ate it up and is doing everything they can to ruin his public image. In fact, if you Google Tucker Carlson, you will find no favorable articles and will instead be bombarded with hit piece after hit piece from left-wing outlets. You'll see articles from The Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Slate, and Stephen Colbert. In fact, the very first thing that shows up when you search his name is an article from The Washington Post titled, Tucker Carlson Needs to Go. Now. On Twitter, the hashtag #FireTuckerCarlson was trending for days, and hit pieces on him were pushed to the top of everyone's feed. Despite the endless number of conservatives coming to Carlson's defense, strangely, only the hit pieces on him are the ones showing up in search engines and on social media. And you would think that since Carlson makes a living by putting his face on a camera and is the most watched television personality, that his clips on Fox might come up when you search his name on YouTube, right? Wrong. The top search results are instead hits on Tucker from CBS, MSNBC, and CNN. The fact that a video with a mere 511 views is the top result when you search his name is all the proof you need that big tech companies are pushing an agenda. If you've been following outlets like InfoWars and Project Veritas, this should come as no surprise, since big tech's left-wing bias has been on full display for years now, and Google has been known to skew search results to favor left-wing sources. So now, if you didn't already realize, it is abundantly clear that the media and the big tech firms are evidently working together to try to take down one of President Trump's biggest allies in the media, and they are giving him the exact same treatment that they gave Alex Jones. Luckily for Carlson, conservatives aren't buying it this time and are refusing to give in to the left-wing mob. Tucker took to Twitter to say, quote, Media Matters caught me saying something naughty on a radio show more than a decade ago. Rather than express the usual ritual contrition, how about this? I'm on television every weeknight live for an hour. If you want to know what I think, you can watch. Anyone who disagrees with my views is welcome to come on and explain why. Tucker knows better than anyone that the left-wing mob has no principles. These are the same people that tried to break into his home and harass his family. Where was the left-wing media to denounce the violence against Carlson? Where were they to stand up for him when the agitators called his teenage daughter a whore in public? Where were they to defend him from baseless accusations that he assaulted a gay Latino man? Just like every other incident of harassment against a conservative, the left was completely absent. If it weren't for double standards, the left wouldn't have any standards at all. If we don't stand together now against the mob, they will be coming for us next. If they will come after innocent teenagers for wearing red hats, they won't hesitate to come after anyone. And they want the biggest name in television to be the first domino to fall. What will happen instead is they will only make Tucker Carlson more popular and make the ever-growing MAGA movement bigger than ever. The media is so scared of seeing Trump get re-elected in 2020 that they have destroyed all of their credibility in the process and instead assured that Trump will win in a huge landslide in 2020. Are you ready to keep America great? I am.
There you have it. That's why they want to bring down Tucker Carlson. He refuses to apologize. They want to replace him with some anodyne, boring NPC Fox News commentator. Thankfully, Fox News have stood behind him, which is the right decision. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.